Welcome back, 1160 AM, The Quest at Atlanta Catholic Radio. We actually weren't on a recorded, we were praying that live, and we are grateful that each of you was praying with us for House Bill 481. If we do get an update on how how it went, then we want to get in here and announce it as soon as we can, so we'll let all of our volunteers out there update us when necessary, but we are so grateful, so very grateful that each of you are listening, and we would also love it if you would become part of the team by calling us at 678-688-4549. When we do these local pledge drives, we also get to invite in great local guests, and our next guest is Randy Rouse. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
All right. He is the CEO of Life Teen. We know that all good things begin with prayer. So would you start us with a prayer for this next hour?
Absolutely.
Great.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for all the ways that you move in our life. Thank you for all the opportunities that you give us to serve you. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts and our minds and our eyes to those opportunities in our daily life so that we might serve you and be obedient to whatever you're asking us to do. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Son,
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
Amen. Okay, so a few housekeeping rules before we get going, okay? So we get this bell. We want to ring this bell whenever, for certain reasons. It's a celebratory bell. We ring it when we get a founder. A founder is somebody who says that they will give $100 a month for 36 months, or a one-time pledge of $3,600 or $1,200 a year, however you want to break up the $3,600 over 3 years. So we ring the bell. It's an automatic ring when we get a founder. We've had several founders. We just got two more, so we'll get the names of them here in just a minute. But I know we just got two more founders, so that makes 20 so far for the week. We have Julie and Julietta and Denise and Janet and Betty and St. Bridget's Men's Club, Michael, Father Peak, Denise, Major General Tom, an anonymous donor, Gift of Hope Organization, Peter, the Christ the King Knights of Columbus, Lynn Wood, who was the attorney for Nicholas Sandman. He was our first guest today. Mm-hmm. He gave us $5,000. Johanna, Terry Newton from Mustard Seed Communities, Chuck, and then these last two, and I'll get the names for those last two. So those are all of our founders, $100 a month for 36 months. But any donation monthly, one time, monthly donors are really the bread and butter because it really helps us to plan and to budget. So it's really nice if you can give monthly. But if all you can do right now is a one-time donation, then by all means, give us a call and make that one-time donation. All right, so we want to say also thank you to Jeannie, to Pete, to Sunny, to John, who all called in during the last hour. And now let's get the phones ringing for this hour, 678-688-4549. We're talking with Ray. Oh, and we also got to say thank you to Chick-fil-A. I forgot that. Thank you to Chick-fil-A because they provided us with breakfast every single day of the pledge drive, and we are appreciative. It's the one on Woodstock Road. So thank you, thank you, thank you to Chick-fil-A. All right, now we are talking with Randy Rouse. He is the CEO for Life Teen. And before we start talking about Life Teen, maybe we can find out a little bit about you, because, you know, we find whenever we do these interviews, I find that God has prepared our guest all along the way throughout their life to bring them to the point where they're on the air speaking about some kind of ministry that they have. And I bet you're no exception. So can we just find out a little bit about you and what brought you to Life Teen?
Sure. I'm a convert to the Catholic faith.
Oh, those wonderful converts!
Yeah, I know you just had one on as well. My experience: I grew up in northeastern Ohio in a very Catholic area, but I was grew up as a Lutheran, and my family would only go to Christmas and Easter, so we were like the Creaster family.
Yeah, I love it.
And of all places, I decided it was too cold and too much snow in the winter up there. So one of my best friends suggested that I would go to the South for college. So I went to the University of Alabama.
Okay.
And so at the time, the Catholic population in Alabama was 2%. So I had a 98% chance of not meeting a Catholic.
Yep.
And so I realized real early in my faith journey that God does not play percentages with us. It doesn't matter what that percentage is. If he wants to reach us, he's going to. So I started dating a girl, and lo and behold, she was a Catholic.
Wow.
And not just a nominal Catholic. She was an on-fire Catholic. And so after about a month of going out, she asked if I would like to go to Mass with her. And so I thought, well, great, I'll make brownie points with her, and it'll be like another date. Of course, I can go on a Sunday morning to Mass. We went to Mass, and after we went out for a lunch, and after we ordered our food and the waitress walked away, this girl looks at me and she says, "So what did you think of the first reading?" And I don't know if you've ever gone to Mass and kind of zoned out and didn't pay attention to the readings, but I was guilty that day of doing that.
Yeah.
She even asked me, I know this wasn't even a fair question now, but about the responsorial psalm, what the second reading was, what the gospel reading was, and even the homily. And I'm sorry for the priests out there. I didn't even remember. All I could remember that was good, but I didn't remember exactly what it was about.
You just remember sitting next to that beautiful lady in the pew there. That's all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it was really important. She looked at me across the table and she said, "How'd you like to go again next week and try?" So rather than, you know, condemning me as a loser or writing me off at that point, it was somebody that cared enough about my soul to see if I would go back. And so I started going to Mass every week and paying attention to the reading. So I really realized, you know, in the Catholic Church, we come alive with the Word of God and, you know, hearing that at Mass. So it was amazing. And I knew I was going to get quizzed every week.
Yeah.
And that's what brought me to the church and eventually entered an RCIA class. Because I was inquiring about the church, it was no longer dating that girl, but it led me to keep going to Mass and involved with young adult communities. And it was the teaching on the Eucharist that really solidified my journey to the Catholic Church. It was a very funny priest who was kind of like David Letterman, who would, you know, joke all the time. But when he gave the talk that night at RCIA on the Eucharist, he teared up. And he said, "I'm sorry, they just don't give us the proper words to describe what you fully receive. It's going to be a faith call. You're going to, something that you have to believe." And watching him cry and sitting there, it just really, God really struck my heart. And I'm like, it's real. There is a real presence in the Eucharist, and I need to receive. So I asked him that night if I could go receive. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Well, you're going to have to wait till Easter." So I did and became Catholic. And upon becoming Catholic, he looked at me and he said, "I expect a little bit more from you. You're not becoming Catholic to get married in the Catholic Church, or you really want to be Catholic. So I think you need to get involved in some ministry." And I thought back about my high school years and how no one really had talked to me about Jesus my whole time in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'm going to reach out to high school kids. And that's what got me involved in youth ministry and ultimately led me to being involved now, unbelievably, as the president and CEO of Life Teen.
And how cool is that? That you know, it really, truly, God prepares us. And it was because you had not been prepared yourself in high school that then you were able to then reach out to the high school students that was on your heart. And God prepared you for the ministry that you're now in. As a Lutheran, did you believe in the true presence? Because some of the Lutheran churches do, depending on which one it is.
Yeah.
Did you believe that you had the true presence, I guess, even though you didn't? Did you believe you did?
No, I think by just going Christmas and Easter, you really didn't get very good catechetical talks, even in that. So no, I didn't know what's happening, much of what was happening in the Lutheran ceremony as well.
Okay. All right. I was just curious because, you know, we did the interview on the Eucharistic miracles, and I've interviewed several people over the years on Eucharistic miracles. Never has anybody been able to share that one occurred in a different faith who thought they had the true presence. So to me, that's a real statement to the fact that the Catholic Church is the one and the only that has the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. So, yeah, thank you. All right. So, again, we are talking with Randy Rouse. He's the CEO of Life Teen. And I was told that you've been married 31 years, father of 8, grandfather of 5. So, you know, you didn't stay with that first on fire Catholic, but you obviously found another one.
You know, my first Sunday in Atlanta, my college roommate moved to Atlanta. I lived in Texas for a while after college. I moved in with my former college roommate. in Atlanta, and I missed all the morning masses. So I show up at the Catholic Church of St. Anne's in Marietta, Georgia, and go to the 6 o'clock mass. And there is a priest who's here in the Archdiocese, Father Brian Sheridan, who was celebrating mass. And after mass, I walk up to him, and I wanted to get involved with community. And so I said, hey, is there a young adult group here at the parish? Because I'd love to get involved. And he said, yes, in fact, you should go talk to Monica. And he takes me over and introduces me to Monica, mm-hmm. who now is my wife of 31 years. We started, I go to the young adult group. And so I'm so thankful that I had a resolve for going to Mass. And I met my wife through the Catholic Church and here close by at St. Anne's.
Yes. Ah, so good. I love those kind of stories. Okay, I also understand that you are an international speaker to the youth and to those who serve the young. So we'll unpack that a little bit, but probably want to start with what is LifeTeen, since you're the CEO of LifeTeen, and then we'll talk about the traveling and the speaking. So, what is LifeTeen? Again, number to call, 678-688-4549. Talking with Randy Rouse, the CEO of LifeTeen. What is it?
LifeTeen is an international movement in the church that has the mission of leading teenagers closer to Christ. We are the largest Catholic parish-based youth ministry. Mm. We're in over 2,000 parishes in 27 different countries, wow. And it really is a global movement. I never dreamed that I'd be in the position I'm in. I think it's testimony that God doesn't necessarily call the qualified, but he qualifies the called, and that he uses messy people to do amazing things. So when good things happen, people pretty much know that it's not Randy, it's the Lord working. So I have the privilege every day of supporting youth ministry, youth ministers and parishes, and helping to create a new positive culture for youth in the Catholic Church. So LifeTeen challenges the status quo that says, oh, it's hard to reach youth, and go, no, youth need young people. They need people in their lives who are willing to walk with them, to accompany them on this journey. Mm-hmm. And we have we're centered on the Eucharist with a strong devotion to our Blessed Mother. And it just seems in youth ministry, if you focus on the Eucharist with a strong devotion to Mary, that math doesn't add up. 1 and 1 no longer equals 2. It equals 7, 8, and sometimes 10 and 11, mm-hmm. With what can happen at a parish. So LifeTeen is parish-based. All of the national organization supports Catholic youth ministry within parishes. We believe that the renewal of parishes, that youth ministry is vital for that. And it's an honor to serve it every day that way.
Ah, so good. And I saw on the website when I was looking up LifeTeen that there are 3 focused areas that you have. And I was actually kind of maybe a little bit surprised by that. But it said that the 3 focused areas are reaching teens, restoring parishes, and reclaiming our culture. And it makes perfect sense when you think about it, really, because if you can get to the teens, then the other 2 happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how we reach teens directly is through our events. We have summer camps for teenagers. And those events aren't done separate, where like parents drop their teens off and then they pick them up a week later. It's the parish youth leaders that are bringing these teens to camp and journeying with them for that week. We also host a bunch of the Franciscan University of Steubenville conferences, 6 of them, including right here in Steubenville, Atlanta, where about 3,000 young people will be coming this summer to have an encounter with the Lord, a lot of time of Mass and sacraments and Eucharistic adoration. So we do provide ways to reach teens directly. And then restoring parishes is we provide resources. So you have a room with 20 young people in it. What do you do with them that keeps the church relevant and exciting for them today? How do you get them deeper in their faith? How do we ultimately make them saints? Mm-hmm. We provide resources so that youth ministers can spend less time planning and more time with teenagers. Mm-hmm. And it's growing, and parishes are loving it. And then you're right about the culture. Reclaiming culture. I think we've heard for a long time what the world wants to throw at these young people. And the church needs to rise up and say, no, here's what we have. Mm-hmm. And so we are trying to be in the culture, but not of it. So we have our website reaches hundreds of thousands of people each day through our outreach on www.lifeteen.com. And there's blogs and relevant articles for parents and people, and we're also trying to help young people on social media navigate all the waters that are out there and how to do that in a holy and Catholic way.
Excellent. Oh, I love it. And so I want to delve into that a little bit more. But before we do that, so when you met Monica and you all started collaborating on youth ministry, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a Life Teen program at that point?
No.
No.
No. We were at the Catholic Church of St. Anne. We were volunteering.
Okay.
And we actually, our first experience was volunteered to do a confirmation class.
Okay.
And I learned a very valuable lesson that day. The first class, we had just gone to the diocese that put on a seminar about youth ministry, and they brought in an expert from in the world of youth ministry, and he told us everything that was going on in the lives of a ninth grader. And so my first class, I was very green, not knowing exactly how to do youth ministry. And I remember being in front of the class and for the first 10 minutes, basically telling them everything that the expert had told me. Like, yeah. I know your bodies are changing, your voice is changing, it's an awkward time. And the teenagers just started getting more and more, looking at me weird. Yeah. Finally, one boy raised his hand, and at the basement of St. Anne's, he just raised his hand and he said, "Could you just stop? You haven't even listened and found out who we are, and you're telling us who we are." Mm. And the lesson I learned that day is still one that I carry today every day, and I think this is an important one for the church today, is that most young people don't have people that will actually just listen to them. We as adults want to give them an answer before they even get the whole statement out of their mouth. And many times they just want you to know. They don't even want the answer right now. They want you to know that this is what they're experiencing. So it was a very valuable lesson getting involved. So after a couple of years, the pastor at the parish came up and said, "Hey, would you like to be the youth minister?" And one thing I'm not very good at is telling God no. And I really felt God was asking. So I asked my wife and she said, "Yeah, let's do it." You know, and so that's how we got started as the youth minister at St. Anne's here in Marietta, Georgia. Yes. It wasn't till about a year later at the basketball court there at the parish, a teenager walked up to me. He just moved here from Tucson, Arizona. And he walked up and he said, "Hey, I like what's going on, but I noticed one thing. The teens really don't go to mass here. I like all the activities you're doing and the retreats and everything, but because we started this thing in our parish in Tucson, and I'm not even sure what it is, but it's called Life Teen. And all that I can tell you is that the teenagers in our parish back in Tucson, if you were to hand them a calendar, the first thing they'd write down would be to go to mass." Hmm. And as a youth leader, I said, "Wow, that's really what I want. I want teens to connect with Jesus and the sacraments, because mm-hmm. if something ever happens to me and I leave, will the teens keep coming?" And so I found out about Life Teen, and we went and brought a group out to Arizona to be trained on how to do Life Teen. And so in September of 1992, back in the day, we kicked off Life Teen at St. Anne's in Marietta, Georgia. And I'm really happy to say this. The La Salette's have been, it's an amazing parish. St. Anne's has been so faithful to the model of Life Teen. There's still like 300 teens that come every week. They're bigger and better than even when I was the youth minister there. And the support that continues to come in from that parish is amazing. To watch now 27 years later that Life Teen is still going and thriving in the parish.
Wow. And how many teens every week?
I think they're over 300 right now.
Wow,
yeah. So
that's amazing.
It's and they're on fire for their faith. They're singing and participating in the liturgy and fully participating in the catechesis, what we call Life Nights, and it's going great. They also have, Life Teen has a middle school program called Edge. And they have so many young people involved in Edge at St. Anne's that they actually have to do two different sessions rather than one large session. They have 300 in each session, just to be able to have the room for them at the parish. So young people will come alive if we reach out and make them a priority.
I agree with that. I am going to interrupt for just one second.
Yeah.
Because I received a note that says we are $19,000 away from our Spirit Drive goal. Man, we are going to celebrate when we get up to 150,000. That was the goal for this Spirit Drive, and we are just $19,000 away from it. So come on, give us a call. I also got the note that we have a $1,000 match in front of us. Somebody has called in and said that they would give $1,000 if we can get another $1,000 called in. So it could be one person calling in and saying they'll give $1,000, or it could be a whole lot of people giving $1,000, and then it turns into $2,000 for Catholic Radio. She didn't give me a time frame, but generally when she does this, it's to the end of this guest. So I'm guessing we have until 4 o'clock or 3:57 to do this. Golly, we should do this 15 times before 3:57. So let's do it. Let's take it's not often we double our money, although we've been doing it quite a bit here with Catholic Radio through the generosity of so many people who have called in and said they'll make a match. They want to give the money. They do. They want to give the money. They want to bring other people along with them. And that's what it's all about. And so do you want to double your money? Give us a call at 678-688-4549. We are right now at $43,370 for today, but we have a 3-day total right now of $131,471. So we are basically less than $19,000 away from getting to that goal of $150,000. I would actually love it if we could meet that goal and woo, just keep on going. Wouldn't that be nice? So come on, let's do it. We can do this because then we raise the necessary funds for Catholic Radio. Number to call again, 678-688-4549. Something else that I didn't mention because it was kind of, you know, I was kind of squeezing in here for after the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We're continuing the Knights of Columbus fish fry competition on Catholic Radio. Now, how cool is that? We started it yesterday at the 5 o'clock hour, or at the 6 o'clock hour, and oh my. So we had a Knights of Columbus representative from All Saints, from St. Bridget, from St. Michael's Academy, from St. Michael's, and from Christ the King, who all came and told about their fish fries. And then our listeners can vote by making a donation in their honor. A one-time donation gets 1 point. A monthly donation gets 2, and a founder gets 3. And right now we have St. Bridget. They are pulling out. They are pulling out in the front. They have 21 points. Christ the King is right behind them with 15. And then these two have been neck and neck the whole time. I think there's two people. I don't know what it is. We got All Saints and St. Michael's that are tied 8-8. So,
and all parishes that are implementing Life Teen and Edge, by the way. So a lot of good going on. You know, I travel around the country a lot and around the world a lot. And Atlanta has, a very positive impact on people. So I would encourage those, all of us here in Atlanta, as Catholics in Atlanta, people look to us as an example of the growing part of the church in America and how exciting things are happening. And I think Quest is a big part of that, you know, as we go forward. So I would encourage people to really, let's show them what we have here in Atlanta and how the faith, Catholic faith, is growing. And it's a dynamic place to be a Catholic.
Yes, agreed. And boy, the wonderful guests. I get to do these pledge drives a lot. But I'm telling you what, Atlanta, they bring in great guests. I shouldn't say that because all of the guests are wonderful in every single. But I'm telling you what, there is a fire here. There is absolutely a fire here. So yeah. So let's keep that going. Let's keep it on the air. Let's keep it growing. Number to call 678-688-4549. We are talking with Randy Rouse. He is the CEO of Life Teen, finding out about a whole lot of things. I think what we were talking about last was the resources that you provide for the parishes that really help them to teach the teens about the faith, make it easy for them because it's all there. So tell me, what does a typical, if there is such a thing with teenagers, I don't know that anything's ever typical. I'm a mother of 8, I know. Yeah. You know, I've had teenagers in my house for a long time. And I had several that went to Life Teen, by the way, so back in Kansas City. So what does a typical Life Teen meeting look like?
Yeah, we start with a mass that's geared towards teenagers, where it's a community mass, but we call it a Life Teen mass, where the music's vibrant, the homilies speak to where young people are at. I think we found something years ago that when a priest talks to teenagers, the adults listen twice because they want to hear what they're saying to the young people.
Yeah.
And then following that, we have large group catechesis called Life Nights. And then so we follow the format of the Catholic Mass. And if you think about it, the Catholic Mass is the best meeting agenda in the history of the world. For 2,000 plus years now, we use a gather. We gather people together. We proclaim the word of God. We break it open through the homily and through the actual physical breaking of the bread. And then there's a sending forth after where we're sent out to go and live this. And that's the exact format that we use for our catechesis with Life Nights within Life Teen. And guess what? Teenagers each week don't feel like they've been in the same format or watching the same person in the same video or any of that. It's always dynamic. We set different environments. We give all the ideas for the parishes to implement it fully. And the best thing is we have these people called core members who are volunteers, but they really aren't volunteers. They're just responding to their baptismal call to serve, and they dive into the lives of young people and have these Christ-centered relationships and accompany them on the journey. And so part of that would be breaking into small groups during the night where young people have this sense of community and they come together and they don't feel like a sidebar item for a parish, but they feel like they're part of the parish and they're central to it. And when parishes make that investment in youth ministry, it bears a lot of fruit for the entire parish.
You know, and we hear so often, I'll ask the question, I'll give out the phone number again. We hear so often about teens, as soon as they're out from under their parents' home, off to college or whatever it is, falling away from the church. And so I often ask people, priests, you know, youth ministers, you know, how can we really keep our teens Catholic? And I hear lots of different reasons, but the one that has really resonated with me recently is they need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It has to be personal. And it sounds to me like what you're doing with Life Teen is helping that. So if we can talk about that for just a little bit, but I want to give the phone number 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549. We are at $43,470 so far for today. We need about a little less, about $18,500 in order to meet the goal for this pledge drive. And we can do this. We are so close. We can absolutely do this. I think we can do it plus some, but we all have to step up and we have to make it happen. So the number to call, 678-688-4549. And right now we have a $1,000 match before us. So if we can get $1,000 called in, we get another $1,000 added to the operating budget. So come on, give us a call, 678-688-4549. I think there's been one call of $100. So that means we just need 900 more for this $1,000 match. So come on, give us a call. You know, $1,000 goes so far with Catholic Radio because, you know, we can reach 3.1 million potential listeners through one radio station, only one paid employee, and lots of volunteers, lots of wonderful volunteers. One radio station, and we can go out to a potential 3.1 million people through the quest. And that really is amazing because there are only about 5 to 7. I was trying to count it up with another owner of another Catholic radio station. How many Catholic radio stations are there out there with 50,000 watts? We came up with 5 for sure and 2 maybes. And so it's 5 to 7 in there. We're not exactly sure. That are Catholic, that have a 50,000 watt signal, and one of them's here in Atlanta. So it is pretty special that you can reach a potential 3.1 million listeners with your signal. And so we want to really keep this strong, but we need your help to do that. The electricity alone on a 50,000 watt station is tremendous. Think about that tower and the electricity that it takes to power that tower. Power that tower. I'm a poet and didn't know it. 678-688-4549. Come on, give us a call. Okay, so
Can I just add something?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a channel scroller on the radio.
Mm.
And so you know, as I scroll through all the channels, I don't know how you feel out there in radio land, but oftentimes there aren't very many things that glorify God, mm-hmm. what I hear on the radio. Mm-hmm. The potential for somebody that's a channel scroller to land on the quest, mm-hmm. and for them to hear the truth of the message of God and to hear a faith proclaimed in a vibrant way. The reality is, if we keep this station going, we keep it up, there are going to be people's lives, and I know they already have been, that have been transformed by something they heard on the radio. And guess what? They decided that they were going to give the church a try, that they were going to go back to the church, or they were going to get engaged with the church. And so I think it's vital what we're doing with the station is that it would thrive. And so I would encourage people to get behind that. You are donating dollars to the new evangelization. Absolutely.
Yeah. It was John Paul II, the great, St. John Paul II, the great, who said, if St. Paul was alive today, he'd be on Catholic radio.
Yeah.
And I think it's true. You know, it's funny, we all smile, but it's also extremely true because it is such a part of the new evangelization that he really talked with all of us about. Yeah. And so, yes, absolutely. And over again, we hear messages from people, you know, when they give their testimony about what Catholic radio has done for them, they just air quotes happened onto the station. So you're absolutely right. First day for the station that I come from, we now have 18 stations in that network. But the very first day that the very first station was on the air, somebody happened onto the station and called and said they'd been away from the church for 30 years and they were coming back.
Yeah, amen.
You know, it's just, and we had here in Atlanta, it's a news station, so we don't have quite as many of the testimonies. But we had somebody this week who called in and said that they were entering the Catholic Church because of what they heard on the quest. So, yeah. You know, it does happen. It absolutely happens. So 678-688-4549. And I think before we started doing a little bit of begging, you know, I asked you the question about how do we form that personal? How do we make it personal, not just something that's exterior, not just following what everybody else is doing, not just doing what our parents say or what our youth minister says. How do we make it personal?
Yeah, and I think that what we're called to do is set young people up to have encounters with the Lord. Young people are going to make it. There's two. They've done research. There's two decision points that young people are going to use, times in their life when they're going to make a decision whether they're going to be active in their faith. One is right between 7th and 8th grade or early part of 8th grade. They're going to make a decision whether they want to be involved during their high school years. And then one is at the same point between 11th and 12th grade, whether they're going to remain Catholic beyond. And so
it's not at college, huh?
Not at college. They already make up their decision involved in the parish. Mm. And so if we don't offer young people opportunities for encounters with our Lord, we're going to, you know, the chances they say are that if a young person leaves not involved in their parish and in youth ministry in their parish, there's less than a 10% chance these days that they're going to remain a practicing Roman Catholic. Mm-hmm. So while youth ministry isn't the only important ministry, it is a vital ministry for parishes. So that's what fires me up every day. Mm-hmm. It gets me out of bed, excited to help parishes to have that. So how we usher in these encounters, and you're exactly right, it's about a personal relationship. And I think for years, Catholics have been afraid to talk about it because it sounded like a very Protestant thing. But I don't know where that ever came from, but a personal relationship with Christ is a personal relationship with Christ, and we receive Jesus in the Eucharist. Couldn't have a more personal relationship with Christ than that.
Right.
Once we fully understand that.
Right.
So with our emphasis on Eucharistic adoration, fully participating in Mass and fully understanding what they're doing, receiving that, young people respond. I mean, we see middle schoolers, seventh graders, who can spend 45 minutes of silence at one of our camps in adoration, mm-hmm. before the Blessed Sacrament. And at the end of the week, they won't tell you that it was whitewater rafting that was their favorite activity. It was adoration or Mass, mm-hmm. or going to reconciliation. When we present the sacraments in a vital way that really ushers in that personal relationship with Christ, amazing things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so LifeTeen's all about helping parishes to bring teens to encounters so that the Lord can do his work, mm-hmm. and really lead them to a spot where maybe they leave the door open just a little bit. And we all know that in our lives, when we do that, the Lord will come running through it and find us. And we're seeing young people all over the world be impacted by that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So good. So again, we're talking with Randy Rouse. He is the CEO for Life Teen. Lots of great information for us. Surprised me because I was not expecting to hear 11th, 12th grade. I was expecting to hear the decision point was college years when you're not under your parents' roof anymore. So that was a surprise to me. Gosh, you know, whatever age it is, we just have to make sure we reach them, because one of the priests earlier was saying 90% leave their faith, you know, when they graduate high school. So, wow, you know, that's kind of a scary thing for all of us parents out there.
Yeah, you know, it really is being in that relationship with them and helping them explore where God might be leading them in their faith, and even praying through what their vocation is. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen, we did a study of the current seminarians in the United States, and right now, 40% cite being involved with Life Teen, that are current seminarians.
40%?
And we're only in a little, you know, over maybe around 10% of the parishes in the United States right now. So those 10% of the parishes are generating, you know, upwards to 40% of the seminarians. And we're seeing amazing fruits from that. And I think it simply is our focus on the Eucharist, giving teens a time of Eucharistic adoration to pray in silence and hear the voice of God and have that personal encounter. And secondly, writing resources and getting youth leaders and priests to talk with them and ask them if they've ever really discerned that. Mm-hmm. And that's not even saying how many holy marriages there are through Life Teen, and you know, and it's beautiful to watch how the faith comes alive when we're very intentional about it and we open up the door for the Holy Spirit and the Lord to work in their lives, you know. Yeah. And here in Atlanta, I have to say, you know, Life Teens in 53 of the parishes. I think there's about 90 parishes in the diocese, so it's in a lot of places. It's continuing to grow. Years ago, as a youth minister here, I realized we didn't have a Catholic retreat center for teenagers. And so through the generosity of a lot of people at St. Anne's and different places, we were able on a national level for Life Teen to purchase a camp up in Tiger, Georgia. It's called Cove Crest. Wow. And now it's known all over the world as a place to go, as you know, this beautiful scenery up in the far northeast Georgia mountains. And now, you know, we have a lot of things going on at Cove Crest, and this summer there'll be close to 3,000 young people will go through a summer camp at Cove Crest. And then a few years ago, now 5 years ago, we actually purchased a second camp up in Dahlonega called Hidden Lake. So Life Teen now has two camps in Georgia. One of them in the summers is open for middle schoolers. That's the EDGE program, EDGE camps up at Hidden Lake. And then Cove Crest continues to do the Life Teen camps. And those retreat centers are, you know, because of the growth in youth ministry and the diocese here, they're full every weekend with parishes going up and having parish retreats and teenagers going throughout the year. And then in the summer, people come from all over the country to come and experience these Life Teen summer camps to have these encounters as parishes and then go back and light their parish community on fire. So Atlanta is ushering in a lot of faith movement for people way beyond our borders here through these camps and through all the things that are happening here.
So good. So if they are interested in one of the camps, what should they do?
You could go to our website, lifeteen.com, and then just click on the camps tab and you'll get a lot of information about our camps and the opportunities. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so I know you also are an international speaker to the youth and those who serve the young church. So tell us a little bit about your travels and what your talks are about and the conferences that you provide.
Yeah, I just returned last week. Actually, a week ago, I was in Lourdes to kick off Lent.
Wow.
Not a bad way to do that.
Not a bad way at all.
And it took a little bit of a private pilgrimage, but that was after a training conference we did in Montserrat, which is outside of Barcelona. Life Teen has a very strong devotion to our Blessed Mother, so we try to go to Marian sites, and we trained 300 youth leaders from Europe, 40 priests included, 25 religious, and 23 seminarians. A lot of those seminarians had been teens in Life Teen, like in Spain, and we're now in 120 parishes in Spain alone. It's growing. I get to go. I've been able to speak at World Youth Days, and really just I'm a storyteller, so I tell my message of my conversion to the Catholic faith. I like to think that we as Catholics need to be talking about how God is moving in our lives. And so I feel like as a speaker, I don't want to repeat a lot of the stories. What I want to do is be living a faith so dynamically and so faithful that I have new stories to tell and new experiences of how God is working. So I'm often telling stories about how God's moving. And honestly, I think probably not one of the best speakers in the church or anything like that, but what I am is very real about how God is moving in my life. And as I said, I'm a messy person. So when people hear me say a story about how God moved and something I have recently done, they can relate and maybe they can enter into that and look at how God might be asking them or talking to them or moving them.
Okay, so I'm going to give out the number and I'm going to ask you to share with us a messy story. One of your messy stories that will move the hearts of our listeners. All right, so 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We're at 43,620. $43,620, $131,721. For the 3 days, trying to get, golly, our goal was 150,000, trying to get up to that part. I think we can still do it. I absolutely, how easy would it be, really? We still have until 7 o'clock, so we have over 3 hours to make this happen. We can hit that and we can go keep soaring right on past it, but we need your help. 678-688-4549. We will not be interrupting regular programming again until about 6 months from now. And so really, now's the time. It's absolutely the time, the next 3 hours. We still have the competition going on. Had a couple more calls on that. We now have All Saints at 8, St. Bridget's at 21, St. Michael's at 9, and Christ the King staying steady at 15. So St. Bridget's still pulling away, and St. Michael's and All Saints still teeter-tottering, just one up, one down. So come on, people, give your vote for the fish fry, the best fish fry in those four parishes. Which one has the best fish fry? You vote one. You get 1 point for a one-time donation, 2 points for a monthly, and 3 points for a founder. Number to call, 678-688-4549. And again, my thanks to those Knights of Columbus who came in with such great humor and camaraderie and the banter that was going on. A lot of fun. So thank you, and please vote for the best fish fry ever at one of those four parishes. We are talking with Randy Rouse, and he is the CEO of Life Teen. We only have him until 3:57. Messy story.
Okay. So a couple of years ago at Steubenville Atlanta, which is a large youth conference we host up in the Gwinnett Center every summer in July. So parishes from all over the Southeast, a lot of parishes from Atlanta there. On Saturday night, there's a Eucharistic procession where actually the priest processes through all 3,000 teenagers while music's playing. So we had a priest processing with the Blessed Sacrament. My wife and I are in the second to last row in the back. And the priest is processing, and every once in a while he'd go down an aisle and lean in and put the monstrance right in front of a young person's face.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden I'm listening, and I hear a conversation going on behind me from a teenager and his youth minister. And the teenager is in total disbelief and saying, I believe all 3,000 people in this room are being faked out. That monstrance, it looks like a trophy. And I think everybody's just up into all the hype, and this isn't real. I don't believe that's Jesus for a minute. And I believe it's all smells and bells and all that. Mm-hmm. And the youth minister's like, come on, you think 3,000 people are being fooled? And he's like, yeah, I do. So while the priest is going around, he actually comes down our aisle.
Yeah.
And he puts the monstrance right in front of my wife and my face. And I'm trying to get the priest's attention because what I really want him to do is to go to the aisle behind me and to put, you know, to go to this boy.
Yeah.
And so I probably wasn't that respectful. This is my messy part. You know, I was like, look, I was trying to give him the eye to like pointing behind me. And I'm sure he thought, you know, Randy's having something going on. So lo and behold, he turns and walks away and gets about 50 feet away from where we are, and he's going down another aisle, and all of a sudden, the priest stops, and he hasn't done this the whole time he's in the procession, And he actually retraces steps and he goes down the aisle right behind us and goes right up to this boy. And he's a priest named Father Jose, and he's got, you know, he's Puerto Rican, and he goes up to this boy and he puts the monstrance right in his face. And I hear the priest, now for the first time that I hear him saying anything in the whole procession, he says to the boy, he goes, "This is God. You better believe it." And all of a sudden I hear this boy just start crying and reaches out and touches his vestment. And I'm like, you know, doing high fives in the row before him. And I just think, wow, Lord, you are so great. You know, like, yeah. I don't know how you heard the voice to go there, but wow, thank you for, you know, moving through that. So later when I talked to Father Jose, I said, "Hey, Father Jose, I don't know why you turned around and went back." He goes, "I don't know. It's the Holy Spirit." And I'm like, "Well, let me tell you the story." And he had no idea what was going on with that boy. And you see how, you know, and I think it ushers in perfectly what we try to do is to set young people up for encounters with our Lord. Wow. All the volunteers that help, all the hours that go into a conference like that, it seems so tireless. Wow. For one person to have that encounter makes it worth the yes. entire weekend.
Yes.
You know, to realize that and for him to have that in his life. And
yes.
And who knows where it led him.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I don't call that a messy story at all. I think that is amazing. Amazing. And the power of God and the Holy Spirit, and God bless Father Jose who listened. You know,
amen.
You know, because often, you know, we get these kind of messages from the Holy Spirit. And we think, no, you know, it's, you know, but yet he listened. He turned around, he traced his steps, and he said what was supposed to be said and what needed to be said. So God bless him. All right. We only have about 2 minutes. I have a shout out for you. Lauren is calling to thank you for all of your faithfulness. She is one of your original core members, and she is so proud of how many lives have been changed through Life Teen.
So, thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren. That's awesome.
Thanks for your yes being an original core member. We couldn't do it without you guys. It really is a team approach within Life Teen.
Ah, so good. Well, and so many things to be impressed with about Life Teen. You know, the statistic of 40% say they of seminarians, current seminarians,
yeah.
say that they were impacted to their vocation by Life Teen. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It truly is amazing. You know, and who knows how many, you know, other young adults, like you said, go on to a faithful marriage, go on to be a single adult that's out there on fire, setting the world ablaze, doing all those things. I mean, you know, you just don't know the impact. I'm sitting here thinking, someday, grace of God, Randy Rouse, you make it to heaven. There's going to be people say that thank you because they changed their lives because of what they heard, and they're there with you. I think it's true with Catholic Radio too. I say it all the time. There are going to be people in heaven who say thank you because I would not have changed my life except for what I heard on Catholic Radio. And we can all be a part of that. It's pretty easy. All we got to do is pick up the phone and make a phone call. It's so easy. 678-688-4549, and then give us some of your treasure. Everything we have comes from God. All we have to do is give back just a little bit of it, and the blessings are abundant. So 678-688-4549. We are talking with Randy Rouse. He is the CEO of Life Teen. We have about 1 minute, so last thought, and then if you'll give a prayer for and thanksgiving for
yeah.
this hour.
I would just say, you know, if you can dive into the lives of young people, it's worth it. I know a lot of people are hesitant to do that, but walking with them and really listening to them and journeying with them is worth it. And we can keep this faith alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed.
And so let's,
you know, it's the restoring parishes and reclaiming the culture part of the focus, the three focus areas that Life Teen has.
So Lord, we ask a blessing today on this drive, that you could help your voice be heard in this community through this radio station, through all that we're doing at Life Teen, and through all of the ministries that are represented through this show, that we, Lord, could glorify you in all we do. And we offer this up with the intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, so thank you. Give out the website again for them to go to.
Yeah, lifeteen.com.
Easy as that, lifeteen.com. Really go, and they've got some wonderful things going on. And find a parish here locally that you can, or if you're listening online, wherever you are, whatever state you're listening from, it's all over the country and in several other countries as well. So find out more information. 678-688-4549 is the number to call if you would like to help Catholic Radio. Go to a short break, and then we're going to welcome Sean Henry from St. Peter Chanel in Roswell. He'll be here at 4 o'clock.